Cinderella was busy planting lettuce when she noticed an orange blossom and a grain of rice, transparent like ice, of unusual size, from which her godmother's voice rose. She couldn't believe her eyes and ears.
Would you like to go to the ball in the castle?
No, I'd rather go to the zoo.
Go on, there'll be princes and princesses there.
For all I care.
Come on, you need the amusement.
I have no dress to wear. Godmother made her one of lettuce and a necklace of green peas, however, objected to by Greenpeace. Still, I have no shoes. Godmother made them of seeds and provided for all her needs. But I have lice and nits.
Never mind, they'll look nice, like pearls and emeralds.
But I smell of fish. They might notice.
Wash in the brook and put on some perfume.
The water's cold.
Come on, you're not that old.
I'm not bold, you know.
Are you crazy? Hurry up and bathe. You have come of age. You need a husband.
Mind your own business and leave me alone.
Don't be rude and do as I tell you.
Okay. Once in the palace, what shall I do?
You should say yes, please, when you accept, and no, thank you, when you refuse. Otherwise, they'll think you rude.
Are they so fussy? I'm only a young lass.
That you should do. And remember to leave before the clock strikes 12, for after that there's no spell.
Though reluctant in the end, to the castle she went, sometime before 10.
The prince noticed Cinderella at once and asked her to dance.
They danced a waltz and then a polka. When they were tired, they sat by the fire.
The prince offered her an orange juice, but she refused and asked for gin instead.
Now they danced at such speed that Cinderella lost her shoe, and the prince his wig.
Cinderella felt giddy. She was dizzy and tipsy, so she ran to the woods barefoot.
It was nearly 12. She whistled once, but the mice were eating rice, so she had to whistle twice.
Though they snatched some maize, it was amazing how swiftly they came.
Presently, the mice took up the reins and left.
The prince was very depressed, nearly crazy. His parents were afraid he might push up the daisies, for he missed the lass so much.
The girls in the neighborhood tried on the shoe, for the prince took a fancy to the tiny shoe and marry the owner he would.
Cinderella's stepsisters tried it on too, but theirs was a much bigger foot.
Everybody was puzzled to see those tiny shoes would only fit Cinderella's feet.
Be that as it may, it has been said ever since that Cinderella married a prince on account of her feet.
An odd whim indeed.